Good morning, everyone. If you'll turn with me to Psalms chapter 1, I'd like to share with you some good news this morning. We have Thanksgiving next week, and so Wednesday night we'll have our Thanksgiving Eve service at 7 with communion for those that can attend. I understand some of you will be traveling, and we'll be praying for you guys, opportunities to serve the Lord and to be a light and to minister. So, what I'd like to share with you this morning, the Lord had kind of put on my heart with just life in general and life in general on this earth. I think there's a lot of influences that are out there in the world. I think there's a lot of influences in the world that are telling us things that we should be doing. And they're not necessarily ungodly, you know, influences, that is to say, go out and commit a crime or something like that, you know. But things that may seem good, may seem beneficial, and it's not long before that can start to take our focus. And then we wake up one day and we wonder why we're not fulfilled. We wake up one day and we wonder why we don't feel close to God. We wake up one day and we wonder, you know, what happened. And so as I just begin to think through a few different things, I just kind of wrote down a little bit of a list here. And things that I see in our society today that are big pushes and forces and messages and voices telling us that you need to do this and you need to do that. And so one of the a few things that I wrote down right at the very top, one of the ones I put down was diet. Right? Isn't that a big one? I mean, come on. It's all over every TV screen, computer screen. I think they call it the fitness industry now. You know, I don't think my grandma was a part of the fitness industry. I don't think so. But it's a big thing that's out there now. And it can so easily take our focus. It can be, so what I have is it can begin to consume. So like losing weight, fitness, building muscle, you know, whatever it is, it can start to kind of take the focus. And before long, that's running your life. Before long, you know, you're so focused on that, I don't know, you're sitting down to have a conversation with somebody, you're not very happy, you know, and we wonder why. The second one that I kind of wrote down was education. It's not bad. And even diet's not bad, you know. It's not a bad thing. But you have to be mindful. So education, it's not bad, but if it begins to take the focus, you can get so fixated on that you begin to find disappointment because maybe you didn't reach the standards that you put on yourself, maybe a standard that you put on yourself that God didn't even put on you. You know, Colossians says, do everything you do is unto the Lord. And do what you do is unto the Lord. But education can so take focus that maybe the relationship with the Lord starts to wane. You know, maybe the joy is gone. You know, the other one I have down here is career. Career can maybe take the center of your focus. And so what happens if that begins to come in and then, you know, the Lord begins to stir for you to minister in a certain way, but career can take a main focus. And before long, you feel like, what happened to my relationship with the Lord? You don't feel close to God anymore. I also wrote down the cares of this life, like when things break. Does that make sense? The roof leaks, the refrigerator breaks, the car breaks down, and it happens in waves sometimes. You ever notice that? And certain things, well, health can sometimes take a turn, you know. So a kid can get sick when you're not planning on it. I think the poor Harlow's been sick for 2 months. And so you have the cares of this life, the situations, the difficulties of this life can kind of come in and start to weigh us down. Then I have, this is the one I wrote down, maybe that I'm not in a certain place of life that I felt like I should be, whether it's my own decisions, whether it's things that happened in my life that you didn't necessarily make that decision, but things kind of came in. Maybe I'm not the mom that I thought I should have been, or the dad that I thought I should have been, or the husband, or the wife, or the man, or the woman. Maybe I'm not at that status where I think I should be. Because I think for many years, you know, the push was is you got to own a house, two cars, 2.5 kids, and a dog and a cat. And that's what you're supposed to have, right? One of the other things that I put down here was sports. You know, you're talking about I was very involved in sports growing up. I could tell you what guy went to what college, and I remember getting the sports page in elementary school. And so I had all the football cards. I'd lay them out on the floor. I'd have a whole game with just football cards. And I'd have every position. And I could, man, I had a good old time, you know, with just football cards. But, you know, you think about it, with sports it can become so fixated that you have to reach this certain standard, but then there's a lot of people that don't make it to that high standard. And so I meet a lot of guys that feel like maybe they have failed because they didn't reach that standard, and they're still trying to live in their glory days. We actually have a song, Glory Days, right? And then maybe you do reach that high standard. And I think for those that close to my age, you know, and maybe even older, maybe some of you younger don't know, but even Deion Sanders at the height of his career, he had everything. He drove his car off a cliff, you know. So you realize that that's not where the fulfillment comes from either. So I think one of the things I wanted to share with you this morning, brothers and sisters, and there's even been times in my life, we may not have all gone through the same things, but we've all gone through things in life. Whatever it may be, whatever proclivity that you had or focus you had. And it can easily come into our lives even today, some of the list of the things that I read off to you. And you're beginning to wonder like, man, I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel close to God. So what I'd like to share with you today, even here recently, there was a situation in my life where I finally said, you know what? I'm done. I'm just done. I don't care about any of that anymore. Jesus, I'm just focusing on you. And I'm going to tell you, within a day, everything changed in my life. So I'd like to share that good news with you today. And if you look with me in Psalms 1, it's a promise that God makes to you and I. It's a promise. It is the power of the Word of God and the simplicity of a relationship with Jesus. That's it. Psalms 1, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And so it doesn't mean that there's not wisdom out there. But I mean, I'd encourage you to take a step back and go, is this a godly person that's saying this? You know, I understand I want my interest rate to be 3.5 and not 4.5. We can figure that out for ourselves. But if there's a big push and an influence out there, I'd encourage you to step back and just ask yourself, okay, where's this coming from? And do I want to be careful getting swept up in it? Does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. So that would be hostile against God. Nor stand in the path of sinners, that I now find myself in the same path as the way someone's going that does not want to honor God. Nor sit in the seat of scoffers, those that begin to talk out openly against God, now I'm hanging out with them. But look at verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. I just want to come back to that, my relationship with the Lord. You know, I just want to stay there. He will be like a tree. There you go. The stability. He'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. So there'll be fruit and benefit that'll come to others around you. And its leaf does not wither. You're going to find stability. You're going to find consistency. And whatever he does, he prospers. That's a promise, brothers and sisters. We just come back to that relationship with the Lord. If you turn me to Genesis chapter 3. And if you look with me in verse 8, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Is it possible? Is it just possible that that is what life was supposed to be from the very beginning and what it still can be today? I'm just going to walk with the Lord today. Walk with the Lord in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Why? Because they bit of that tree. They were tempted. They were moved. And now this sense of separation comes in. Sense of hiding themselves. But is it possible? That was the way it was designed the whole time. That was God says, I just want to share a relationship with you. And then we begin to share a life with him. And our relationship with the Lord. Is it possible? And so I just wanted to encourage you, brothers and sisters, today. There's all kinds of influences in this world, and they can come in, and before long, we can start listening to them, and before long, we can try to tie our happiness to all that stuff that the world's just trying to tell you that you need and that you got to do, rather than just coming back to, you know what, I'm just going to focus on the Lord today, and I'm just going to focus on my relationship with Jesus and walking with Him today. And this is what the Bible promises you and I, and this is what I will tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Watch everything change in your life. Watch the joy. Watch the purpose. And then, let me even say this, watch the blessing come. Watch the blessing come. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank You that You're good. Lord, You tell us in Romans 1, since the beginning, man's been speculating, man's been exchanging. We exchange, Lord. It's who we are. It's what we do. We doubt. We don't believe. And we exchange Your glory for corruptible man, for animals, for life here on this earth. We believe that the things people are telling us we need to do and how to do it is where we're going to find fulfillment. Lord, may we just be done with all that. And may we just say, you know what, I'm just going to focus on the Lord today. And I'm going to walk with the Lord today. And whatever God wants to do in my life, God's going to do. And whatever, Lord, You want to bring into our life, may we just receive it. But Lord, I believe that as Psalms 1 would say, as we just meditate on Your word and we walk with You, Lord, we're going to be like trees firmly planted by streams of water. So I pray You free us today, Lord, from all the wrong perceptions, the wrong pursuits that are not going to bring fulfillment and happiness into our lives. That I believe wholeheartedly that just a right relationship with You and walking with You and serving others and caring for others and worshiping You is, Lord, the happiest place we'll ever be. In Jesus' name, amen.